This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. At the risk of incurring the wrath of listeners who'd thought the trade war was behind us, oh, for simpler times. Yes, there is that partial China deal, and yes, the USMCA is set to be signed this week. But late this past Friday, on the theory, I guess, that there's no tariff like an old tariff, the Trump administration said it's expanding the steel and aluminum tariffs from way back at the beginning of this whole thing. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
The Trump administration plans to hike tariffs on items made mostly of metal, an extra 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum, for items like wires and nails and staples. After the original tariffs made raw metal more expensive, U.S. manufacturers, like Tom Gold of the Acme Staple Company in New Hampshire, had a pretty predictable predicament.
So our cost of raw materials obviously went up on an immediate basis.
When the materials for his staples went up, so did his prices. He held on to his customers. Acme makes specialty staples, but a lot of other U.S. manufacturers struggled. Inu Manak is a fellow at the Cato Institute.
You have all these producers who, instead of bringing in the primary steel and aluminum products and making something out of it, are just going to buy those products somewhere else.
The Trump administration says new tariffs will help protect the industries harmed by the first tariffs, which Christine McDaniel at the Mercatus Center says creates a
cascading tariff effect, where first we have tariff on steels. Next, we have tariffs on products that include steel.
Which is what economists predicted might happen at the beginning of the trade war. In the meantime, for Tom Gold at Acme Staple, this could be a win.
I'm hopeful that this will enable us to compete more evenly, not just with China, but a lot of staples come from Europe as well.
Assuming no legal challenges and no pushback from Congress, the new tariffs will kick in on February 8th. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.